Donald Trump made two campaign stops in North Carolina Friday, first a rally in Greensboro, then one 90 miles south here in Charlotte. And despite a broken teleprompter at the Charlotte Convention Center, it can be argued that the Republican presidential nominee stayed on message. He attacked the credibility of women who now say they were groped or forcibly kissed by Trump, and he signaled, win or lose come November, that Trump is unlikely to follow what has been a long-held script in American presidential politics. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
American presidential politics have long been contentious, hard-fought, divisive, discordant.
Oh, say can you see?
But like the national anthem sung by the Mylan Hayes family in Charlotte Friday night, there's usually a moment of harmony on election night. You know the moment. The loser and the winner compliment each other. The country's future is better with the victor and the vanquished working together. Cue 2012 Republican nominee Mitt Romney.
I have just called President Obama to congratulate him on his victory. His supporters and his campaign also deserve congratulations. This is a time of great challenges for America, and I pray that the president will be successful in guiding our nation.
This script has been followed through 44 presidents. Donald Trump thinks that is enough. Along with his usual stump speech fare of building a wall and punishing companies that leave for Mexico, on Friday, Trump told both crowds that if he wins, he will instruct his attorney general to investigate Democratic rival Hillary Clinton and her staff for destroying or deleting more than 30,000 emails.
She did it to cover up her crimes. It's one more reason why we need a special prosecutor to look into Hillary Clinton.
This despite the Republican head of the FBI saying they found carelessness, but not criminal activity, after a long investigation. And as for that investigation...
And we have to investigate the investigation. The investigation. Nobody in this country has seen anything like it.
That's if he wins the presidency. If he loses, Trump has already ceded the ground for blame.
As you have seen, I am a victim of one of the great political smear campaigns in the history of our country.
The smear campaign, Trump says, was launched to kill what he sees as the greatest political movement in the history of America, a campaign that began with a 2005 recording of Trump bragging about groping women. Just locker room talk, no action, Trump said in the second presidential debate. But since then, a number of women have stepped forward to say otherwise. In Greensboro, Trump struck back by attacking the story and the looks of one of the accusers.
I was sitting with him on an airplane, and he went after me on the plane. Yeah, I'm going to go after him. Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell.
In Charlotte, he called for those assembled to boycott one issue of People magazine, which includes the story of another accuser. But Trump also realized this scandal may cost him the White House by tamping down some of his support.
If it affects 5% or 2% or 10%, or it's all false stuff, it's all a concerted effort, and I think it's the only way they're going to stop us.
So who's behind this concerted effort? Hillary Clinton, mainstream Republican leaders, and those who cover the story.
And that's why when the media does what they're doing now, that's rigging the system, folks. It's rigging the system. The election is rigged.
A sentiment echoed by a few thousand Trump supporters as they left the Charlotte rally Friday night. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.